and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Well, today we want to continue our study in the subject of dispensations. Now, we're in the dispensation of conscience. This is the second dispensation. And we've been looking so far at the results of what Adam and Eve did by conscience that was brought to their attention that they had done wrong. And I remind you that conscience can tell you that there's something wrong, but it doesn't tell you how to correct something. And this is where we depend upon the Word of God. God is the one who can lead and guide us into all truth, according to His Word. And you and I need to depend upon God to lead and guide our lives as we live in this world. Well, we looked at some of the things that resulted because of man's disobedience in the garden. We saw how that a curse was put upon the woman, how the curse was put upon the snake, the curse was put upon Satan himself. And for man, the price of conscience would be for him to sweat for his food, according to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19. It says, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." You know, I wonder if Adam's hiding out in heaven somewhere. We get these things in our minds, and we blame Adam for everything that has happened to us in this world. And you just wonder, is he hiding out somewhere in heaven? No, he's not hiding out. Not only do we have Adam, and I won't say to thank for the placing us under the burden of sin in this life, but we also have, we need to thank him because it was because of him that we can get saved, because he accepted what God did for him. God provided a means of salvation by providing those coats of skin for he and Eve. They received those things, and it was a representation of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the animals had to be slain in order to provide those skins, those coats that God placed upon Adam and Eve. And remember, they tried to cover themselves with the leaves. They sewed leaves together, and they tried to cover themselves. Man-made religion will not get us to heaven. No matter what man thinks he can do to get to heaven, he'll never be able to work his way there. He'll never be able to do anything to get to heaven other than receiving what God has already done, and that was sending his son to die on the cross of Calvary to shed his blood for the remission of sin. That's how a person gets to heaven, is by receiving Jesus Christ, his finished work of what he did when he came to this earth. Well, not only do we read of in Genesis 3:19 about the sweat of thy face, in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, according to the word of God. This was a curse placed upon man. He would work for what he had to eat. And we also see that the price for man, his conscience, would be death. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, it says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it." This is God speaking to Adam before the fall, of course. He said, "Don't eat of that tree, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And then in Genesis 3:19, it says, and we've read this just now, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return into the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust unto dust shalt thou return." This is speaking of physical death. And then in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, and I've quoted this verse many times now as we've been studying, it says, "Wherefore, as by one man," that's Adam, "sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." And that word death does not mean a cessation. In other words, it doesn't mean that the person is going to die, completely be annihilated. It means the spiritual death, but it also means physical death. It means separation. When we die and this body dies, our soul is separated from this body. The body dies, but the soul, the spirit, lives on. And so it will be throughout all eternity. You and I, who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we're going to receive a new body to be fashioned like our Lord and Savior's body. And those people who have never trusted Christ, I believe they also will have a body prepared. They will go into the lake of fire because they have not trusted Jesus. And that body will never be destroyed, but they'll be totally separated from God throughout all eternity. That's separation. That's what the word death means, is separation. So that was another curse that was placed upon man. And notice this, for man, the price of conscience would be that he was forced out of the garden. Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Notice with me, and let me encourage you to always have your Bible open as we study the Word of God together. And you can follow along and make sure that I'm giving you the Word of God. And I would say that's important for us when we go to church, when we listen to someone speak on the radio, the TV, or whatever. Have your Bible open and make sure that person is giving you the Word of God. Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil." Now, that doesn't mean that God's saying that man has become a god. That simply means that he's learned the difference between good and evil. And the verse goes on to say, "And now, lest he put forth his hand," this is speaking of the man, of Adam, "and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Now remember, we're studying right now the dispensations, and this is the dispensation of conscience. And as we think of this, this would be from the fall of man to the flood, that flood of known as Noah's flood that destroyed the earth. In other words, it didn't do away with the earth, but it cleansed the earth. People who do not get in the ark, they were killed, of course. And once again, the Bible is plain. If you do not trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you too are going to have a separation one day. You're going to be separated eternally from God. But right now you have an opportunity to have eternal life and receive Jesus as Savior, and therefore you will not be separated from him. You're going to be with him one day by trusting him as Lord and Savior. Well, notice the man was forced out of the garden, and there's also a curse that was placed upon the earth. The earth, the price of conscience for the earth, the ground is cursed because of Adam, of course. The earth didn't do anything wrong, but Adam did. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. The thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field." Well, now, in my lifetime, I've planted a few gardens, but I often think of this verse where it says the ground is cursed. And my garden, sometimes I look at it and I say, well, the ground is cursed because my garden is not doing exactly what I want it to do. It's not bringing forth everything that I wanted to see grow. And what does grow is not that great. But this is speaking of the fact that it gets back once again that man is going to sweat because he refused to trust God and not do. He went against what God said not to do. And therefore, the ground was cursed because of man did what God said don't do. And it works hand in hand here. Man would be cursed. He would sweat from working the ground. And the ground many times will not bring forth what the man wanted it to bring forth because it was his fault. The ground was cursed. And let me quickly add once again, I do this over and over again, that we look to Adam, we blame him for everything. Well, he's the reason that sin entered into the world, but we have to be responsible for our own sin. It's personal. It's personal sin that we need to be concerned with, and we need to ask God's forgiveness of any sin that's in our lives. First of all, to be saved, trusting Jesus Christ to take that sin. And then after we get saved, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's for the saved person, not to be saved again, but to have the fellowship that is so important in our lives as saved people. Have fellowship with the Lord. Our fellowship can be, we'll say there's something that takes place there. It separates our fellowship from God. When we have sin, known sin in our lives, it separates our fellowship, not by our salvation, not eternal, it doesn't take our eternal life, but the fellowship. There's just something wrong. We know it. Once we sin, we know that. And there's another conscience coming in there that lets us know, hey, there's something wrong. But then the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a glorious time it is to know that we have such a great Savior, a great God that was willing to send his Son to die on the cross of Calvary and raise from the dead. It's so great knowing that we have eternal life through him. And one day we're going to see him personally and thank him personally for saving our souls. Well, there's a proof of conscience. And we've talked about this. We've looked at this briefly, how that Adam and Eve knew they were naked. And verse 7 of Genesis 3 says, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. But you see, the story doesn't stop there because God has mercy, and God had mercy on these two people that we read of in the Garden of Eden. God provided a sacrifice. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21, it says, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. God provided a means of salvation for these two. Now, these coats of skins looked forward to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, the shedding of his blood. And these coats of skins would cover the sin. And when we think of today, how that Christ died for us and we accept him, not only does the blood of Christ cover the sin in our lives, but it does away with it. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin, past, present, and future. They're gone. Those sins are gone. Well, God was merciful. He not only provided a means of salvation for Adam and Eve, but he also drove man from the garden in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Well, the man was driven out to keep from eating. God kept him from eating the tree of life so he would not live totally, constantly, forever and ever in misery and pain. And then, through woman, a Savior would be born. How great God's mercy is. Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, speaking to the devil now, God is, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. God has always had a plan, and God always keeps his word. Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. A Savior was born, and God sent his Savior for you and I.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.